flanked by staff of the Municipal Project Managing and Engineering Department and the State Department of Transportation, Anchorage's acting mayor, Matt Klayman, explained why he chose this particular construction site.
We're here today on 100th Avenue. This is one of the bigger projects we've got going. It's a $7.5 million improvement, and when it's completed, we'll have a link between the old Seward Highway and C Street for going straight through.
Other large construction projects in the city include the 9th Avenue surface rehabilitation already underway, Edwards Street upgrade, and the Chester Creek Trail connection, both over $8.5 million, and the 40th Avenue extension from Lake Otis Parkway to Dale Street, $20.5 million. One of the largest new projects is nearly $23 million for intersection improvements at Lake Otis Parkway and Tudor Road, a combined city, state, and federal endeavor. Much of the funding for that project comes from federal stimulus money. Other financial sources vary from state funding to voter-approved municipal bonds.
The biggest news is that we have $120 million in new construction starts this summer, and that's a record both in terms of the dollars being spent and the number of projects that are going forward this summer.
That $120 million is approximately 33% more than last year. Klayman had two other pieces of good news. One involved cost.
The price we've been getting on the construction has been lower than the original estimates. So when we've been putting out for bids, the bids have been coming in lower than we predicted, which has been really, really good for the city because it means we're getting more bang for the buck as we go forward.
The second positive impact hits closer to home.
Also, very, very important is providing jobs. There's overestimated 1,000 jobs that will come as a product of all this road construction.
Altogether, the city has more than 60 road, trail, parks, and transit improvement projects this summer. And, as in years past, the summer construction announcement came with a warning.
We can expect some delays and detours, and so we ask for your patience. And each of the road projects is designed to ease congestion and improve safety in the community. So it's a good investment in time, it's a good investment in patience.
According to Robert Campbell of the State Department of Transportation, because Anchorage is a mixture of municipal and state roads, it's not just city projects that will demand patience.
We'll be working on Muldoon Road this summer. We'll be pushing Dowling Road through to Abbott this summer, or Elmore. We are doing the Minnesota Drive repaving this summer. We're also going to be finishing up in front of Merrill Field on 5th and 6th Avenue this summer. So there's a lot of work going on all over town. Even if you leave Anchorage, you're not going to escape. There are going to be projects that we're going to be doing on the highways into and out of Anchorage as well. We'll be repaving the Glen Highway north of town between essentially Anchorage and Eklutna. We'll be working further out of town towards Willow later this summer. Also, we'll be working down on the peninsula doing work on the Seward Highway and on the Sterling Highway in various locations.
If all this seems a bit overwhelming, local motorists can keep up to date on the various Anchorage projects by going to anchorageroads.org/. Both municipal and state projects are listed. And to make the process even easier, you can subscribe for weekly updates at the same website location. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.